Get the best quality paints from Dutch Boy for all your projects at Menards. MaxBond Plus exterior paint and primer in one is designed to stand strong against extreme weather. It provides max adhesion, hide, and performance, and repels rain in just 90 minutes after application. And with Dutch Boy's high-performing paints that last, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards today and get your paint project started. Save big money
at Menards. Hi, I'm Talia. For 15 years, I thought I had built the perfect family. A loving husband, a bright son, and a home filled with laughter. I was wrong about the loving part, but I didn't realize that until the word crazy became my son's favorite way to describe me. Mom, can you drive me to Jake's house? Dylan asked, barely looking up from his phone. Sure, honey. When do you need to leave? Like, now. I told him I'd be there an hour ago. I glanced at the clock. Dylan, you didn't mention this earlier. I'm in the middle of making dinner. See? This is exactly what I'm talking about, he said, rolling his eyes. You're being totally unreasonable. I'm not being unreasonable. I just need a little notice. Whatever, you're acting crazy again. He stood up and walked toward the living room. Dad! Mom's being crazy about driving me to Jake's. My stomach dropped. That word. Again. Marcus appeared in the doorway, still in his work clothes. What's going on? Your son just called me crazy, I said, keeping my voice steady. Again. Marcus sighed like I was the one causing problems. Talia, he's just being a teenager. Don't take it so personally. Don't take it personally? Marcus, he's been calling me crazy for months and you never correct him.
Get the best quality paints from Dutch Boy for all your projects at Menards. MaxBond Plus exterior paint and primer in one is designed to stand strong against extreme weather. It provides max adhesion, hide, and performance, and repels rain in just 90 minutes after application. And with Dutch Boy's high-performing paints that last, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards today and get your paint project started. Save big money at
Menards. Because you're making a big deal out of nothing, Dylan interjected. All my friends' moms drive them places without making it into this huge thing. I'm not making it a huge thing. I asked for some notice. See? Crazy, Dylan muttered. I looked at Marcus, waiting for him to say something, anything, to back me up. He just shrugged. Can you just drive him? I've had a long day and I don't want to deal with this right now. Something inside me cracked. Fine, get in the car, Dylan. The drive was silent. When we pulled up to Jake's house, Dylan got out without a word of thanks. Later that evening, my sister Jennifer called. Hey, Tal, how are you holding up? I don't know anymore, Jen. Dylan called me crazy again today. 3 times, and Marcus just stood there. He didn't say anything? He told me not to take it personally. He said Dylan's just being a teenager. That's not normal teenage behavior, Talia. That's disrespect, and Marcus is enabling it. I know, but every time I try to talk to Marcus about it, he makes me feel like I'm overreacting. Have you noticed when this started? Jennifer asked carefully. I thought back. About a year ago, right after I started questioning some of Marcus's decisions, he wanted to take money out of Dylan's college fund for a business investment. I said no, and suddenly I became the controlling one. Then Dylan started picking up on it. Talia, listen to me. This sounds like gaslighting. Marcus is using Dylan to undermine you. You think he's doing it on purpose? I think you need to pay attention to the pattern. Document everything. Write down every incident, every conversation. That seems extreme. Just promise me you'll think about it. Okay, I will. Over the next 3 weeks, I did what Jennifer suggested. I documented everything. The incidents piled up faster than I expected. Dylan, please put your dishes in the dishwasher, I said one morning. Why are you always nagging me? I'm not nagging. I'm asking you to clean up after yourself. You're being crazy about some stupid dishes. Dad never cares about this stuff. I found Marcus in his office. We need to talk about Dylan. What now? He called me crazy again, over dishes. And you're teaching him that my requests don't matter. Marcus barely looked up from his laptop. You're too sensitive, he's just a kid. He's 17, Marcus. Old enough to show basic respect. Maybe if you picked your battles better, he'd respect you more. My hands shook. Are you seriously blaming me for his behavior? I'm saying you create these problems by overreacting to everything. That's when I called Jennifer back. You were right. I need help. Come over. Let's go through your notes. At Jennifer's house, I spread out 3 weeks of documentation across her kitchen table. She read through them, her expression darkening. Talia, this is worse than I thought. Look at this pattern. Every time you assert a boundary or question Marcus, Dylan suddenly has a problem with you. And Marcus always sides with him. What am I supposed to do? You need to talk to a professional. My friend Sarah is a family therapist and divorce attorney. She specializes in these situations. Divorce? I'm not ready to... Just talk to her. Please. The next day, I sat in Sarah's office, feeling exposed and vulnerable. Tell me about your home life, Sarah said gently. I walked her through everything. The name-calling, Marcus's dismissiveness, the erosion of my authority as a parent. Has Marcus ever called you crazy? She asked. Not directly, but he'll say things like, you're being irrational, or you're overreacting to everything. And Dylan started using this language after you disagreed with Marcus about something significant? The college fund. Yes. Sarah leaned forward. Talia, what you're describing is called parental alienation. Marcus is deliberately undermining your relationship with your son.
Here's what happened when one journalist reported on DEI programs.
I decided to just focus on the University of Michigan. I obtained internal documents that showed that the school had spent about $250 million on DEI programs. I spent 2 weeks in Ann Arbor talking to everybody I could find. The unintended consequences of these programs, they had sort of left everybody dissatisfied. And this expensive machinery the school had built just imploded. If you're a journalist, you are not on anyone's team. All you're trying to do is figure out as many of the facts as you can gather. The facts are going to guide you to where the story lands. You're not taking sides. I'm Nick Confessori. I'm an investigations reporter for the New York Times.
Journalists like Nick follow the facts wherever they lead. They go where news breaks, get answers firsthand, and publish what they find. That's fact-based reporting. Seek it out if you don't already.
Ahora en McDonald's, te puedes llevar un $5 McChicken Meal Deal o un $6 McDouble Meal Deal. Así, hay algo para todos. Llévate más por tu dinero con tu Meal Deal. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
The fact that he's teaching Dylan to disrespect you is emotional abuse of both you and Dylan. The words hit me like a physical blow. Abuse? Yes, and it's calculated. Marcus knows exactly what he's doing. What are my options? Document everything. Record conversations if your state allows it. We'll need evidence for custody proceedings. Custody proceedings? If you leave, and I think you should consider it, you'll want to protect your relationship with Dylan. Right now, Marcus is poisoning it. I left Sarah's office with a plan and a sick feeling in my stomach. That evening, Marcus came home late. Where's dinner? I didn't make any. He looked at me like I'd grown a second head. Why not? Because I'm done. Done with what? Done being called crazy. Done being dismissed. Done watching you turn our son against me. Marcus laughed. Actually laughed. Here we go again. You're being dramatic. No, Marcus. I'm being clear. I want you and Dylan to sit down with me tomorrow night. We're going to talk about the disrespect, and you're going to back me up for once. Or what? Or I'm leaving. His smile faded. You're not serious. Try me. The next evening, I set up my phone to record audio, legal in our state. Marcus and Dylan sat on the couch, both looking annoyed. What's this about, Mom? Dylan asked. I have plans tonight. This is about respect, or the lack of it. Oh my God, not this again, he groaned. Yes, this again. Dylan, you've called me crazy at least 40 times in the past month. I've documented every single instance. Marcus shifted uncomfortably. You've been counting? Yes, Marcus. because nobody else was paying attention. Dylan, do you think it's okay to call your mother crazy? Dylan looked at Marcus, waiting for him to intervene. When he didn't immediately, Dylan answered, I mean, you kind of overreact to stuff. Give me an example. Like, you made a huge deal about me leaving dishes out. I asked you to put them in the dishwasher, once. That's not a huge deal. That's a basic request. But you called me crazy for making it. Why? Because you were acting. Choose your next word carefully, I interrupted. You were being unreasonable. How was I being unreasonable? He struggled for an answer. You just were. I turned to Marcus. Your turn. Why have you let this continue? Talia, I think you're blowing this out of proportion. There it is. I'm overreacting. I'm being dramatic. I'm making a big deal out of nothing. Do you see the pattern, Marcus? Every time I have a legitimate concern, you invalidate it, and Dylan's learned from you. That's not fair. I've always supported you. Really? Name one time in the past year you've backed me up when Dylan showed me disrespect. Silence. Exactly. You know why? Because you don't want me to have any authority. It's easier for you when Dylan thinks I'm the problem. That's insane, Marcus said. Insane, crazy, dramatic, irrational. Those are your go-to words when I challenge you, aren't they? Dylan stood up. I'm not doing this. This is stupid. Sit down, I said firmly. We're not finished. You can't tell me what to do. Actually, I can. I'm your mother. Yeah, well, maybe if you weren't so crazy all the time, people would actually listen to you. Marcus finally spoke. Dylan, that's enough. Now you say something? I laughed bitterly. Now, when I'm about to walk out the door? Walk out? Talia, you're not going anywhere. Watch me. I've already rented an apartment. I'm moving out this weekend. Marcus stood up, his face reddening. You can't just leave. Yes, I can, and I am. What about Dylan? You're just going to abandon your son? I'm not abandoning anyone. Dylan is 17, old enough to choose where he stays. But I'm not staying in a house where I'm disrespected daily and my own husband enables it. This is ridiculous! You're tearing this family apart over some teenage attitude. No, Marcus. You tore this family apart when you decided to undermine me instead of supporting me. You turned our son into a weapon against me, and I'm done being the target. Dylan looked between us, confused. Dad, what is she talking about? She's being crazy, that's what. There it is again, I said quietly. The magic word? The one you use to dismiss everything I say. Marcus stepped closer, his voice dropping to something dangerous. If you walk out that door, don't expect to come back. And don't expect Dylan to choose you over me. Is that a threat? It's a promise. You leave, you lose your son. I held up my phone. And that's parental alienation. Thanks for making it clear on recording. His face went white. You recorded this? Every conversation for the past 3 weeks? Every insult, every dismissal, every time you sided with Dylan against me? All documented, all dated, all legal. You manipulative. Choose your next word carefully, Marcus. Anything threatening, and I'll have grounds for a restraining order. He grabbed my arm. You're not going anywhere. Let go of me. Now. Dylan stood up. Dad, let her go. Stay out of this, Dylan. Dad, you're hurting her. Marcus's grip tightened. She's trying to destroy this family. I said let go. I pulled my arm free and stepped back. That's assault. Also recorded. I stayed at Jennifer's that night. The next morning, I filed for divorce and requested a restraining order based on the recording of Marcus grabbing me. Sarah sat across from me in her office, reviewing the audio files. This is excellent documentation. The parental alienation pattern is clear, and his physical aggression gives us grounds for supervised visitation initially. Will Dylan have to testify? Possibly. But Talia, he witnessed Marcus grab you. That works in your favor. 2 weeks later, we had our first court date. Marcus showed up with his own lawyer, looking confident. Your Honor, his attorney began. Mr. Carter is blindsided by these accusations. His wife left without warning. and now she's trying to paint him as abusive when he's done nothing wrong. My attorney stood. Your Honor, we have extensive audio recordings proving otherwise. We have documentation of parental alienation, verbal abuse, and physical assault. We request full custody of the minor child with supervised visitation for the father. The judge listened to the recordings, all 47 minutes of them. Mr. Carter, I've heard you refer to your wife as crazy, irrational, dramatic, and insane multiple times in these recordings. You've also encouraged your son to disrespect his mother. And at the end, you physically grabbed her. What do you have to say for yourself? Marcus stammered. Your Honor, I was frustrated. She was leaving. That doesn't justify putting your hands on her. Restraining order granted. As for custody, I'm ordering a psychological evaluation of both parents and the child. We'll reconvene in 30 days. Outside the courthouse, Dylan was waiting with Jennifer. He looked smaller somehow, less sure of himself. Mom, he said quietly. Hi, sweetheart. I'm sorry for everything. I didn't realize what Dad was doing. I know, honey. He manipulated both of us. Can we talk? Like, really talk? Of course. Let's grab coffee. At the coffee shop, Dylan gripped his cup tightly. When did it start? The whole crazy thing? About a year ago, when I started disagreeing with your father more openly. He used to talk about you differently when you weren't around. Little comments about how you were too controlling or too emotional. I guess I started believing him. That wasn't your fault, Dylan. He was using you. I feel terrible. We'll work through it, together. But it's going to take time to rebuild trust. I know. I'll do whatever it takes. I don't want to lose you, Mom. You won't. I promise. 30 days later, the evaluation results came in. The psychologist found clear evidence of parental alienation and emotional abuse. I was granted primary custody. Marcus got supervised visitation, 1 4-hour session per week. He tried calling me after the hearing. I didn't answer. He left a voicemail. Talia, please, can we talk about this? I'm sorry. I didn't mean for things to go this far. Can't we work this out? For Dylan's sake? I deleted it. A week later, he showed up at my apartment. Jennifer was there, thank God. Talia, please, just hear me out. You need to leave, Marcus. I'm sorry, okay? I was wrong. About everything. Can we just start over? No? Why not? I said I'm sorry. Because sorry doesn't fix what you did. Sorry doesn't erase a year of gaslighting. Sorry doesn't undo teaching our son to disrespect me. I'll change. I'll go to therapy, anger management, whatever you want. I don't want anything from you except child support and respect for the custody arrangement. You're really going to throw away 15 years? You threw it away when you made me the enemy in my own home. I'm just done cleaning up the mess. This is crazy. You're being totally unreasonable. I almost laughed. And there it is. One last time. Thank you for reminding me exactly why I left. He started to say something else, but Jennifer stepped forward. She asked you to leave. Do it now or I'm calling the police. He left. 6 months later, Dylan and I were having dinner when he said, You know what I realized? You were never crazy. You were just the only one being honest. Thank you for seeing that. I'm glad you left. I'm glad you showed me it's okay to walk away from people who don't respect you. That's the most important lesson I can teach you. I love you, Mom. I love you too, sweetheart. I moved out in silence, but I found my voice again, and that made all the difference. Have you ever had to leave a situation where you were being gaslit? How did you find the strength to walk away? Share your story in the comments below, and if this resonated with you, please like and subscribe for more stories of taking back your power.